the way for Americans trapped by violence in a fractured country now teetering on the edge of all-out civil war. They're stuck in South Sudan, targeted along with the rest of the civilian population. Some 40,000 men, women, and children now taking refuge in UN camps.
Let me be absolutely clear. The world is watching all sides in South Sudan. Attacks on civilians and the UN peacekeepers deployed to protect them must cease immediately.
In response, the Secretary General there calling for another 5,500 personnel in addition to the 6,800 UN troops and police already on the ground. Now, some of those attacks he mentioned include an assault over the weekend on a U.S. mission to airlift Americans to safety. That mission had to be scrubbed. Four troops were wounded, at least one seriously. So with that and the specter of another Benghazi in the air, the Pentagon today ordered a Marine contingent to move closer to the region. Our Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr has the latest. And Barbara, the Pentagon seems to be taking no chances here, moving Marines towards South Sudan. What's the latest on their movements and on the American civilians they might have to evacuate?
Good evening, John. About 150 Marines are now on the ground in the Horn of Africa in the nation of Djibouti, heavily armed, awaiting orders. If they get the orders, they will go in. They have two possible missions: to reinforce, to provide additional security for the U.S. embassy in the capital of Juba, and or to evacuate the rest of the Americans in the South Sudan. The belief is there's about 100 Americans mainly associated with the embassy, but the problem right now is the fighting is so bad, so vicious, so severe. The State Department isn't completely sure. They are on the lookout for any Americans who may be hunkered down in UN compounds, in hotels, in their homes. Anybody who wants to get out, they want to be able to provide that airlift to get them out in the coming days. But this is very tough going, as the UN warned today. The concern is the fighting is spiraling out of control.
Tough going, Barbara. How much of this is the response that would happen anyway, given the stakes here, and how much of it could be the ghost, if you will, the worries about another possible Benghazi?
Well, I have to tell you, the U.S. military was very open about it today when they announced that the Marines were on the way. They said this was one of the lessons learned of Benghazi, that when you have Americans at risk in areas of the world where there may not be U.S. military forces at the ready, you have to put the military force there. As everyone will recall, in Benghazi, there were no nearby U.S. military forces, nobody to come help at that compound. This time, the Pentagon taking no chances, putting the 150 Marines into the region even before there are orders to go. They don't want this to happen again.
And Barbara, what's the latest you're hearing about those U.S. personnel wounded over the weekend?
Yeah, this is both sad and happy news, John. Three of the four Navy SEALs are expected shortly, as in the coming hours, as a matter of fact, to land at the U.S. military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany, the very hospital that has treated thousands of wounded from Iraq and Afghanistan over the years. One Navy SEAL remains behind in hospital in Nairobi. He was very seriously hurt. He is expected to make it, but his injuries were so serious, the military flew a special surgical team into Nairobi to provide him medical care, and they have a medically equipped plane on standby to bring him out when he is able to travel. John?
Our thoughts and prayers with all four of them and with everyone else in the region. Barbara Starr, thanks so much for the Pentagon tonight. Again, military or civilian, this is a very dangerous time to be an American in that part of the world. Rob McKee is Outstation's operations manager for the private security firm Warrior Security, which has a major presence in South Sudan. Rob, your security company has about 3,500 guards throughout the country. What's the situation right now, and what do you make of these reports of movement by U.S. Marines?
Yeah, I mean, we're uniquely positioned here. Like you said, Warrior Security has about 3,500 people across the country in all 10 states. I think it's an interesting development. We heard what happened in Bor the other day with the Ospreys being shot at. So clearly the United States is taking a very active role in what seems to be a blossoming conflict here.
Rob McKee, thank you so much.